Today's shiur is Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Le'asu Yisrael as Egel, Klal Yisrael did the Aveir of the Egel in the Midbar, El Alitim Piskampela Bali Tshuva, to give Bali Tshuva, to show that even if Chas V'Shalom, if somebody does an Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva. Shnema, the pasuk says, "Meyitain v'hoy levavam zeh lira osi kol hayomim." That the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that tshuva. V'hane dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This is what Rabbi Yochanan told us in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Like David Roy Lois and Maisa, the story that happened with David HaMelech and Bathsheba, for Lo Yisrael ruin Lo Yisamaisa, it wasn't when Klal Yisrael did that Aveira with the eagle, and as the Mefarshim explained, the pasuk calls them tzaddikim, the people of that door. Lo Yisrael David Lo Yisamaisa, the Ksiv David says about himself, for Libi Cholal Bekirbi, that I have no Yetzahara. For Lo Yisrael ruin Lo Yisamaisa, nor does it make sense to assume that Klal Yisrael would have done such a terrible Aveira. Shediksev, as the Pasuk just said, regarding Klal Yisrael, V'hayol Vavim Liroisi Kol Hayomim, these are people who are great Yerushmayim. Says the Baralai Melacha, so why did this happen? Shimchot Hayachid, that if an individual does an Aveira, learn from the tshuva of David HaMelech and don't give hope that you can't do tshuva. Vim, chatu tzibur, if we have chas v'shalom situation where the tzibur is doing an aveira, we say, eitzel tzibur, we should go next to the Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael did this aveira in the midbar, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu is accepted their tshuva. And of course, the Mefarshim asked, the Pasuk says about the mitzvah of tshuva, what is the Pasuk coming to teach us? So, the Mefarshim explained that indeed tshuva is mentioned in the Torah. But if we didn't have these psukim, we would think that tshuva is a very difficult thing to do. That's why the Pasuk comes to teach us that tshuva is always within our reach. And the Gemara says, why do we have to have these two episodes to teach us about the power, to teach us about the power of tshuva? Says the Gemara, v'tzricha. The Yashmini Yachid, if the Torah would have just told us the halacha about a Yachid doing tshuva, mishum l'mefarsim chate. When a person does tshuva, when a person does an aveira quietly, it's not public. So there isn't that level of Chil Hashem. Avol Tzibur, the Mefarsim Chatai, when a Tzibur does an Aveira and it's public, Eimaloi, so there's a much bigger Chil Hashem, maybe their tshuva is not accepted. V'yashmin Tzibur, and we speak about a Tzibur who does an Aveira, Meshum Dem V'fishi Rachmayu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on a Tzibur. Avol Yochid Deloi Alimus Chusei, but when we speak about an individual that doesn't have that working on their behalf, Eimaloi, there we would be concerned that maybe tshuva doesn't help. Tzricha, that's why we have to have both psukim. It says the Gemara behind Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Om Rav Yonason. The pasuk says in Shmuel, Num David ben Yishai, Num Hagever Hukam O, Num David ben Yishai, Shahukam Ula Shal Tshuva. He brought this concept of the tshuva. And why is tshuva called Ula Shal Tshuva? So I saw that the Ula is the same word as Oila. And as we know, the Yaakov explains that when we speak about the Aveira that David did with Bathsheba, it could be considered that he really didn't do an Aveira. Because Kol Ayotzel Mechamis based of it, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin teaches us that whoever went out to war in the war of Malchus Beis David, Kais v'get l'ishtoi, would write a get to his wife. And therefore, Bat Sheva was technically not an Eishes Ish when this episode happened. But why is it considered an Aveira? Because maybe in the Machshava, in the pure sense of the Machshava, that would, they wouldn't, they really didn't have, they really, he, there it's maybe considered an Aveira. What is a Korban Ola brought for? A Korban Ola is brought in a situation where somebody, Korban Ola is Mechaper on a Machshava. So since the Korban Ola is Mechaper on the Machshava, so the Aveira that David HaMelech did is also very similar to the Aveira of David HaMelech, and that's why it's called Ola Shel Tshuva. Says the Sefer Ramesayim Tzofim, says that David HaMelech, how could we learn from David HaMelech, who David HaMelech was on such a high madrega, and that what he did with a pure intent, how could we learn from David HaMelech to every person? So that's what the Mefarshim say, Ula, that David HaMelech taught us that how are we supposed to do tshuva. Maybe we are not on David HaMelech's madrega, but what David HaMelech taught us is that when a person does tshuva, he has to do it with all of his sincerity. And that's the all of tshuva. If we learn that we do tshuva the way David HaMelech did tshuva, then that becomes a way for us to be able to live and do and go and be able to go further also. The Pasuk says, HaPeseach Yad B'tshuva. So I saw a very nice pshat from the son of the Kedushas Levi. HaPeseach Yad, the word Yad stands for Yud and Yisrael and David. As we're learning in our Gemara, the Klal Yisrael learned how to do tshuva from David HaMelech. HaPeseach Yad, we learned from Yisrael and David, the combination of Yisrael from Klal Yisrael and David, as we just learned in our Gemara, how to do tshuva. The Gemara just taught us how the tshuva of a rabbin is very powerful. I saw that the Satmar Rebbe says from the Yismach Moshe that, of course, we know that the highest level of doing tshuva is tshuva mehava. And when somebody does tshuva behava, it becomes zedonius nasa zechuyus. His averus become mitzvahs. But of course, it's very difficult that to do tshuva mehava. But when a rabbin do tshuva, the power of a rabbin is that even when the rabbin do tshuva not mehava, when the rabbin do the tshuva only meyira, but the koyach of the rabbin is that it becomes treated like tshuva mehava. And I saw that the Sefer Magdalos Machakim explains that the Gemara says that we learn from David HaMelech. What happened with David HaMelech? After David HaMelech did tshuva, he became the great David HaMelech. We learn from here that every individual, no matter who he is, after an individual does tshuva, you could become even a David HaMelech, and it doesn't prevent you from being a David HaMelech. V'amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Om Rav Yonason. Kol Oysa Mitzvah Achz Ba'olam Hazeh. If somebody does one mitzvah in this world, Mekadam Soi V'Alechus L'Fonav L'Olam Haba, it goes in front of him to L'Olam Haba. Many Mefarshim explain that as the Gemara is going to so indicate, and we spoke about this previously, that the mitzvah that's being talked about is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because when the Gemara speaks about a mitzvah without indicating which mitzvah is being discussed, it typically means the mitzvah of tzedakah. And when somebody does that mitzvah, mekadamtoi v'alech slofanav l'olam haba, it precedes him into olam haba. Shnema v'holo f'necho tzedkecho k'var Hashem yasfecho, that cover that you will get for doing that mitzvah. V'kol oiva v'erachas, and if somebody chas v'sholem violates an aveira, milaf v'soi v'malach melich aliyam, then it encircles him in olam haba. To the Yom Din, Shenemar, Yilofso Orchis Darkom. And again, here too, many Mefarshim say that it refers to the Aveira of arayis. When it says an aveira, it doesn't explain which one. It means that it's talking about that aveira. The Mashal, however, points out, when the Gemara speaks about the mitzvah, the Gemara says the mitzvah goes in front of you. The mitzvah is much more powerful in helping us, whereas the aveira is only there after you. All right, but Lezheimer, sure about Kekel. If somebody does an aveira, the aveira becomes tied to him like a dog. Shnemam, the pasuk says regarding Yosef and the Eishes Pita by Tifar, V'leishama aleh lishrak of etzmo liyis ima. Lishka v'ima refers to that b'olam haza, liyis ima refers to b'olam haba, that an aveira that if he would have chas v'sham did would have been remained connected to him. So here, the Gemara says, Kol oisa mitzvah achas. So we explained that speaking about the mitzvah of tzedakah, but the Sefer Chassidim points out that even though, of course, we're supposed to do all the mitzvahs that we can do, but the Sefer Chassidim says that we learn from this Gemara that everybody should try to excel in one mitzvah, and that mitzvah should always be something that he is anxious to do. And when somebody tries to always do one mitzvah, that mitzvah, even though, of course, we're supposed to do one mitzvah, all mitzvahs, if somebody does that one mitzvah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, that will be of tremendous help for him in the Olam Haba. And he says that the famous Maimer Chazal that we learn in Pirkei Avos, Mchnanya ben Kasha Omer, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas is Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to benefit Klal Yisrael, L'fikach Hebelem Torah Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us many mitzvahs. So one of the pshatim that I saw is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us many mitzvahs, and of course we're obligated to fulfill every mitzvah, but it's also an opportunity to pick a mitzvah. And if somebody picks that mitzvah, and he always is careful with that mitzvah, that's what the Gemara here teaches us, that mitzvah will greet us for Olam Haba. And the Naim HaLamelech says that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us that somebody asks somebody else, B'ma Avicha Zor Yoiser, and what mitzvah did your father excel? And the question is, what kind of question is that? What mitzvah did your father excel in? But he suggests, the Naim HaLamelech, that even though, as we're learning, we're supposed to keep all the mitzvahs, but if somebody excels in one mitzvah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special, he has a special schus when he comes to Olam Haba. And therefore, there were different tanoim. Some were makban on the mitzvah of tzitzis, some were makban on the mitzvah of tefillah. And the point with all of this is that by somebody being so careful in keeping a specific mitzvah, that mitzvah helps him in Olam Haba. Another pshat that I saw is we know that the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, teaches us, Tana Rabbanan, Lo'olam Yira Adam Es Atzmai, a person should always view himself as if he is Chetzi Zakev and Chetzi Chayev, if he's 50-50. Also Mitzvah Achas, when he does one mitzvah, Ashrav, how wonderful is his situation, Shechriyat Atzmai, he turns the favor, he tilts the scale in the favor for himself, that's Kol Olam Kula, and Chas V'Shalom Osa Aveira Atzmai. So the Sefer told us, Yitzchak explains, that's what the Gemara here means to say. That what is supposed to be our attitude towards a mitzvah, that every mitzvah we do is that mitzvah that can bring us so much closer to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if our attitude is that one mitzvah that we just did made all the difference, and because we did this one mitzvah, that mitzvah is what's going to save us, and not just save us, but save us the entire world. But the Sefer Menorah Hamor takes this concept even a step further. And he suggests that we're not only talking that this concept of picking one mitzvah that one should always excel in doesn't just reflect the mitzvah, a mitzvah. It also reflects learning Torah, and that there should be, somebody should pick, everybody should pick a masechta, that's the masechta that they excel in. That's the masechta that they are always working on and remembering and learning, and that masechta will help him. And he quotes an interesting story that there was somebody who, the masechta that they chose, that should be their masechta, that should help them in all situation, was masechta Chagiga. And then that individual, unfortunately, passed away, and they were all alone in his home. There was nobody who, Rachman Tzlan, was aware of that terrible situation that he passed away. And there was a woman that came into the shul and started crying. And they asked her, what is bothering you so terribly? She said, there's a person who is laying, who passed away, and there's no one to pay attention to him. And they asked her, what is your name? And she said, my name is Chagiga. They went to the home of this individual who she identified, that was laying there with nobody there to take care of her, take care of him. And indeed, they found this body. And they took the person, and they were makaveh him, they did a levaya. Afterwards, they were looking for this woman. And that woman, they couldn't find her. And the Menorah Hamas says that that woman was really, who called herself Chagiga, was representing the Masechta Chagiga, that this person had spent his life focused on that Masechta, and that Masechta came to help him in his time of need. Let us be so appreciative to our forefathers. Shemala Hain, enough for them, lechatu. If they hadn't done the aveir of the eagle, onu lebal oilam, we wouldn't have come to do the aveira of the we would have never come to this world. Shenema ani amarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael, that what I say about Klal Yisrael is elkim atem uvnei elyon kulchem, that we're so great. Chibaltem meseichem, they were originally like malachim, and malachim, explained the Mefarshim, can't have children. But now chibaltem meseichem, but once, unfortunately, we did our averus. So then we live like human beings and we have children. That's why achen ka'adam t'musan, that we come to this world. Says the Gemara, how can we say that pshat? Lememra di loichotu lo'ev emeldi. Doesn't mean that if our forefathers had not done avera, they would never have had children. V'ksiv, the pasuk says, v'atem pruravu. Says the Gemara, that halacha, how would they fulfill that? Says the Gemara, ad Sinai. That until Klal Yisrael received the Torah, they would have had children, but then it would have stopped. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that at Har Sinai they wouldn't have had children anymore? The Sinai Namiksiv doesn't say by Har Sinai lechem molehem shuv lechem lelechem. So, and the Gemara says that what the main is l'simch sinai, that they can have relations. So Tysus asked the question, why is it so great that we would have been born, that we have children? Doesn't the Gemara Masechta Erevin Daf Yud Gimel say, Nimnu v'gamru noich lo'el adam shalei nivra, we'd be better off not having come to the world? So Tysus says, if we look at the totality of human beings, maybe we would indeed say that. We would have been better off not coming to the world. But when you look at individuals, there are people who are tzaddikim, and their coming to the world is so fantastic, and it wouldn't have happened if not for that. And says the Gemara, with simchas ayna, what it meant was they would have had relations, but it doesn't mean they would have had children. So the Torah clearly indicates they would have had children. Says the Gemara, what is being referred to here is l'oisim ha'im don la'har Sinai. It only refers to those that were on Har Sinai, but not to anybody further. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that? V'amar Reish Lakish, my diksiv, zeh sefer tolus o'odom, says the Gemara, chi sefer ho'yloi l'odom rishon, what kind of sefer the o'odom rishon have? Rather means, m'ral amet she'er lo'i kodesh baruch hu o'odom rishon, ha'kodesh baruch hu showed o'odom rishon dor v'dor v'dor shav, the David of Chachamav, each generation, and who were the Chachamim, and David of Panasav, who were the leaders. Kivin Shigil Adarish Rekiva, when Adam Rishon saw the generation of Rekiva, Samach B'Terasai, he was thrilled to see that there was such a great tzaddik, like a Rekiva, such a great Talmud Chacham. However, he was so upset because we know what happened with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was one of the Asara Ruling Malchus. Vamar, and he said at that point, the Pasuk, V'li mayokrei echa kel. I can't understand, we can't always understand the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes people look at Rabbi Kiva and look what happened to Rabbi Kiva. I saw that many of the Farshim say that the Gemara says, Dor v'dor v'dorshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Adam HaRishon that there will be leadership in Klal Yisrael. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show Dor v'dor, every generation? If he's going to show him the leaders, why do you have to show him the generations? And many Mefarshim give the same explanation, that the Manik Hador, the leader of the generation, is very much in line with the generation. So first, if HaKadosh Baruch would have shown Adam HaRishon the leaders of the future generations, Adam HaRishon might have asked, these are individuals who are worthy to be leaders. So what HaKadosh Baruch did was first show him the Dor V'Dor. He showed him the generations. And then Adam HaRishon was able to realize, if this is the generation, then that's the proper manik for that generation. V'amar Rabbi Yosef, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach will not come, at Sheyichlo Neshama Shebeguf. There's a place called Guf in Shemayim, which is where we have all the neshamas. And what the Gemara says here is that Mashiach will not come until all of those neshamas come to the world. Shenemar ki loyloy arv loyloy netzach ektoiv kruach b'fona yatoiv on neshamas ani asisi. When all of those neshamas will come, that I could bring Mashiach, says the Gemara. So we see that there were supposed to be children, because if the Gemara is saying here that Mashiach wouldn't have come, Mashiach cannot come unless all those neshamas are born. So how could one say that we weren't going to have children in future generations? So I saw that the Mefarshim quote Arizal, that Ashiach will call neshamas beguf, doesn't just mean the way we understand it, that they're going to be, that all the children, all the people have to be born. Kol HaNeshama Shebeguf refers to all the Divrei Torah that have to come to the world. Mashiach cannot come, Ashiach will call HaNeshama Shebeguf, until all the Divrei Torah that have to be learned in the world come. And otherwise, if that doesn't happen, then Mashiach cannot come. So Taisus asks that the Gemara says that the Moish Shom Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos, if Klai Yisrael were going to keep two Shabbosos, Miyad Hein Negolim, they're going to have Mashiach immediately. Aye, that's before the Nesham Shabbaguf come. So Taisus answers that if Klai Yisrael will behave the way they're supposed to behave, as the Gemara says here, that they're going to keep two, Taisus just said, they're going to keep two Shabbosos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a nes, that many, like there was a Mitzrayim, that many children will be born at one time. If many children are born at one time, all of those neshamas that have to come to the world will come to the world. Says the Gemara, Lo tema im anu lebanu lo'olam. So says the Gemara, we have to reinterpret what we learned at the beginning. Not to say that if they wouldn't have sinned, we wouldn't have come. Elo, a world where people are born, if our forefathers haven't done Averis, we would be like Kamesh Lebanu Lo'olam. They would have continued to live forever. And if they would continue to live forever, we compared to them would be nothing. Says the Gemara, is that true? Lememra di lochotu lava maisi. If our forefathers had not sinned, they would have never passed away. V'ksiv, doesn't the pasuk teach us about the parasha of Yevamos, if somebody dies without children, the parasha of Nachlis, that somebody dies. We learned extensively in Masechta Baba Basra, the halacha of Yerusha. So obviously, people weren't going to be here forever. Answers the Gemara, Al Tanai. All of those halachas were only said that if they're going to do an Avera and they'll die, that's when the parasha of Yevamos and the parasha of Nachla kick in. Otherwise, they would have never happened. Ask the Gemara, Omiksiv Kroy Al Tanai. Is that the way the Pyra expresses itself? That if this happens, this is well be? Answer my in. The Hachi Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, V'yer V'yivayke Yoy Mashishi, Malama Shisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emas the Bereshus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stipulated with the creation of the world, Amr Im Kamis Yisrael's Torah, if Klai Yisrael accept the Torah, Mutav, fantastic, from Lav, Ask HaSchama Torah voice. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a stipulation from the very creation of the world. Meisvei asked the Gemara, again, how can we say that if they hadn't done the Avera, they would have lived forever? The Pasuk says, Meite v'hoyel v'amzel l'iroi si lishmes komitzoisai, kol yomim, l'man yitav lem l'vneim l'im, says the Gemara, so, l'mat mem mal chamavis, yafshir. The Pasuk means to say that to take away that there won't be death is impossible. Shekvad nigzer gzeira, there was a gzeira on Adam Rishon that there will be death in the world, and that can't stop. Ha, shlekiv yisrael satayra akadesh leitei uma veloshin shalatus behem. What it means is that if we would have accepted the Torah and kept the Torah, no one could prevail over Klal Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Shnemar Aman Yitalem Levneim Ad Oilam. So the Gemara's question comes back, how could one suggest that if Klai Yisrael hadn't done Averis, there would never be death? Answers the Gemara, the man the Omer, Resh Lakish, who says that if Klai Yisrael hadn't done any Averis, there wouldn't be any death, follows the opinion of this Abraisa, the Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Lekabli Yisrael Satayra, Klai Yisrael only received the Torah, that the Malach HaMavis should not have the ability, any power over them. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ani amati elkim atem uvnei elkoichem, you will be like Malachim, and just like Malachim exist forever and don't die, so too you would be. V'chibaltim es maseichem, but of course, unfortunately, we did an Aveira, the Aveira of the ego, and therefore, the Pasuk continues, Ochen Kodin Temusun, and that's the basis of Reish Lakish's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Nami, asked the Gemara Rabbi Yossi, Ksev Laman Yitav Lahem Levneim Ad Olam, so it seems that there would have been children. Says the Gemara, Toiva Hu De'ika, what he says, there would have been tremendous blessing in the world if we would keep the Torah. Misa ikka, but there would still be misa. Amalach, kimin delcha misa. If there wouldn't be misa, ein lecha tayve gedolim azu. That would be the best thing that could ever happen. Tanakama Nami asked the Gemara Ksiv, but how does he say that the person that there would be no misa Ksiv achin kadam to Musa? That if they wouldn't, how could they say that there would always be death? Like we said a few lines ago, that the Gemara means to say that levatel, to undo the Malach HaMavis, is impossible. How can we suggest that that is the correct pshat, asked the Gemara, when it says, the Pasuk says, Ochein ka'odim ochein k'demu misa. So the Gemara, my misa, what it meant was anias. It meant that they would be poor. And the Gemara says that in other words, there would be death. But what the Gemara means to say is, there would be no one, death was always going to be. What the Gemara means to say is there would be no one that would become poor if we would have accepted and followed the Torah properly. Domamar, Abach, Shuv, and Kamesim. There are four individuals that are considered like they're not alive. Elain, Suma, Ani, a poor person, Suma, a blind person, Mitzaira, somebody's a Mitzaira, Umi, She'en, Loi, Bonim, somebody who doesn't have any children. Ani, and the Gemara identifies how we know each one of these things. Ani, the Ksiv, The pasuk says in Midian that Moshe Rabbeinu was told in Midian, Hashem and Moshe, the Midian lech shuv Mitzrayim ki meisu kol anoshim hamavakshim es nafshecha. And the question is, man ninu, who are the people that were looking to, who were coming after Moshe Rabbeinu? Dosan Aveirim. It must be Dosan Aveirim. And as many Mepharshim point out, that the pasuk does not explicitly identify Dosan Aveirim as the individuals that were coming after Moshe Rabbeinu. But since we find everywhere in the Torah that the two troublemakers, so to speak, were Dosan Aveirim, presumably they were the same people here. And the Gemara question is, May Mesa, how can we suggest that they died? Mehaveh Haveh. We find them alive so many years later by the episode of Korach. It must be Yordim Menachaseyem, what means that they lost their money, and that's why they were considered, they became poor and they were considered Mesim. And the way Tosfos explains this, is we can't say they became blind or Mitzorim or didn't have any children. That type of an event would not have any bearing on their ability to influence Paroi. If the pasuk says that they were no longer able to influence Paroi, only because they lost their money did they lose their influence. Summa, how do we know that somebody who's blind is considered like he's not alive? The ksiv b'mechashakim ha'shivanikim say oylem. Mitzayra, the ksiv al nisar kemes. When Miriam was afflicted by tzaras, the pasuk says about her al nasi kemes. Umisha el lebonim, the ksiv when Rachel was addressing Yaakov and complaining that she had no children, she said, Havali Bonim, please make sure that I should have children, them ayin, mesa enoichi, that if not, I'm considered like I'm not alive. A person that doesn't have children is considered like somebody's not alive. So here our Gemara identified the worst things that could happen to a person. Person can't. These four things are chshuvim kemeis. The Sefer Chashukei Chemet has a very interesting discussion. The question that he discusses is that this, he says it was actually asked to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. He says, there's someone who wants to donate money to a hospital. There are different departments in the hospital, and he could donate money to a department that helps people have fertility, and another is department that helps people with vision issues. And at first glance, both of these issues, somebody who, Rahman Tzlan, as we just discussed, is a sumo, is blind, is Choshev Kameis, and someone who, Rahman Tzlan, doesn't have children, the Gemara says, is Choshev Kameis. But now the question is, given that our Gemara just said that these are two of the worst things that could happen to somebody, we still don't have any clarity which is a greater issue. So Rav Chaim suggests that whenever we have in the Gemara a list, like we have in our Gemara, a list of Abach Shum Kamesim, the list is not just a list, but the order of the list is also a very important order. And he says, the Raya is the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, Perek Arvi, discusses which types of vegetables could be used for Maror. And the halacha is that whatever vegetable is mentioned first, that is the preferable vegetable to use for Maror. So here too, when our Gemara mentions Abach Shuvim Kemes, and the Gemara says, Ani Suma Mitzor Mishay and Libonim. So the fact that the Gemara mentioned Suma before Mishay and Libonim, he wants to suggest is a proof that Ani is a bigger issue than somebody Mishay and Libonim, and therefore it should be preferable to donate to the center for people should be able to see versus people should be able to have children. Tanan Bonim, the Pasuk says, Im B'chukaisi Taleichu. Ein Im, says the Braisa, Ein im el loshen tachnunim. It's a loshen of begging. Lu ami shemeli kamat avei machniam. Vaymelu akshavti lemitzvayis v'hi kenar shlemecha v'hi kachal zarecha v'tzasecha meyecha. The Pasuk is telling Klal Yisrael that I beg of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel is saying, that do my mitzvahs. Because if says the Gemara, if you would do my mitzvahs, then the halacha is you would have so much success. The Leif Simcha says, the Pasuk says, Im b'chukaisa telechu. And Rashi says, Im b'chukaisa telechu shetiu ha-meilim b'tayra. Says the Leif Simcha, what that means, based on our Gemara, is that b'chukaisa telechu, if somebody wants to succeed in learning, he has to daven takarash baruchu, help that I should succeed in my learning. Tana Rabbanim. The Pasuk says, Miyitein v'hoyul v'abim zeh liroi si lishmas kol mitzvoy say kol ayom l'mayitel hem l'vneim. Om l'mesh Yisrael, kifuye toya, you are people that don't appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you, b'nei kifuye toya. And the Gemara says, explains what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. B'shosh shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael, Miyitein v'hoyul v'abim zeh l'hem, v'hoyul loymer, so what Klai Yisrael should have said, Teinata, give us the ability to be able to worship, to serve you properly. The Gemara continues to say, B'nei Kfuya Toya. What does that mean? The Ksiv, they got the best food that they could get. That they got mon. And what did they say about the mon? Lechem HaKloiko. They were complaining about the Lechem HaKloiko. What does that mean? So there's many explanation. The simplest explanation is that the lechem akloikel was food that got absorbed into the body, and they never had to go to the bathroom. And they complained that how could they survive without having to have to go to the bathroom. B'nei kfuya toiva, the ksiv, hishas nasati imadi, hi nasli mitzvah eichel. Other Marishan didn't appreciate the wife that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So the Mefarshim point out, why does the Gemara give two examples where they were kfuya toiva? One, when they spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should have said ten atah, and instead of not saying that, and then the story of the Lechem HaKloikel. So sort of Mefarshim explained, they could have said it happened once, but when Moshe Rabbeinu shows them that this is a pattern that I find by Klal Yisrael, that they do this Aveira, that they did this Aveira more than once. And as I saw, the Sefer Machsheves Musar explains that when we speak about them, when we speak about this entire Gemara, the Kafi Toiva, what the Gemara is trying to teach us about somebody who doesn't appreciate what somebody does him a favor, it's not just a bad midah. It's not just that he did the wrong thing. That is the worst that could be. Because if somebody doesn't have in him the ability of appreciating when somebody does something good, that individual who has that terrible midah of kfuya toiva will never be able to succeed in his avodas Hashem. Vaf Moshe Rabbeinu le'ramzam Yisrael lachash ba'im shana. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say to them anything until after 40 years. Shanam of Oilch Eschem b'mid b'aboim shana. The Ksiv, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says what he says. He says, V'lei nos lechem leiv lodas. Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, what do we learn from this Gemara? Shmamino lekonish koi inish adati the rabbi. A person doesn't really understand. The person can't really understand Arab b'nim shnin. And that's why there are many Minhagim and says that regarding somebody becoming a Rav or somebody getting smicha, that it should be 40 years old at least. And because, as Al Gemara says, until you're 40 years old, you're not really able to understand. And in fact, the Shaza Chuvas Chuva Mahava says that the Noid of Yehuda publicized in the city of Prague that when somebody wants to write a sefer, nobody should write a sefer, nobody should be given a haskama to a sefer before he's 40 years old. And the reason is because because people, as our Gemara say, are not up to the level of maturity in learning until they're 40 years old. The reason that isn't the case nowadays is for two reasons, I sort of Paiskum suggest. One reason is that people don't anyway in our world rely on any one sefer. So it's not that if there's going to be a sefer that's printed by somebody who's under 40 years old, it's going to be accepted. And number two, most sfarim that we have nowadays are sfarim that really a compilation that are learned from other sfarim. And since they're compilations of what are learned from other sfarim, that's why it's not like the person who was under 40 wrote the sefer all on his own. But one thing I did see the Chishuki Chemed extrapolates from this Gemara. He does say that based on this Gemara, we see that if a person has the opportunity to learn Torah from a Rebbe, Torah with a group, or he could learn Torah by himself, he should prefer to go and learn Torah with a group. Because when you're learning with a group, when you're learning with a Rebbe, our Gemara says it's much less likely you're going to make a mistake. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Noah, Maidik Siv, Ashreichem Zereya Komayim, Meshachi Regal Hashov Chamor. Ashreichem Yisrael Bezman Shoyskim B'Torah Gemilas Chesodim. When Klai Yisrael are learning Torah and doing Chesed, Yitzram Mosu B'Yodam, they can prevail over the Yetzirah. Vein Heim Mesurim B'Yad Yitzram, and not the other way around. Shnem Ashreichem Zereya Komayim, Ein Zri El Tztoka, Zri Refer Tztoka, Shnem Zru Lechem Tztoka, the Kitzrul Fi Chesed, Vaimaim el Torah, Ashanema, the Pasuk says, Hoy called Somay Lechulamayim, the Torah is compared to Mayim. Mishalchi Regla Ashova Chamor, Tanad Belioim, Loyalim Yosum Adam Asma Dever Torah, when it comes to a person's learning, his attitude should be Kishor Loyal, like an ox that carries a yoke, Chamor, like a donkey that carries a masui. If somebody learns Torah that way, he will succeed. The Chavetz Chaim, in his Sefer Shem Olam, says that what is the specific that we give, the Gemara gives example, Shor and Chamor, says, what does an axe do? What the axe does is that it plows the ground. And after the axe plows the ground, and we have whatever grew from the ground, then it's put on the donkey to transport. What the Gemara is teaching here is, that's the way we're supposed to learn Torah. Torah doesn't come easily. First, it has to be kishar la'oil. It has to be a person has to be ready to work. And only afterwards, then, could be chamor, what you learned, you could take and take it for, and take that further. And the Chavetz Chaim points out further, the Gemara doesn't just say that that's the way we're supposed to learn. The Gemara says, la'olam, that's something we should do all of the time. So says the Chavetz Chaim, that one could take the approach that says that, one could take the approach, yes, when I'm young, I have to work hard on learning. But then it comes easier. Says the Gemara, la'olam, it always that way. Then I saw that the Sefer Likutei Yehuda says that when an axe is working, or when a donkey is carrying, they do their job. They don't think about anybody else. What the Gemara here is teaching us is that when we're learning Torah, our entire attitude to learning has to be that we're like the axe. The axe does what it has to do, and it doesn't think about anything else. They don't think of what we're doing as nice or not nice. All of that are not consideration. So too is the way we're supposed to live our lives with Torah and mitzvahs. Not be busy with what other people think or say, to do what's right. So we learned in the Mishnah, Shlosh Yomim, Osa Losses Amayim. For 3 days before the holidays and after the holidays, we're not allowed to do any business with the Nokrim. Umbimina Kulahai says the Gemara is 3 days necessary. For Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Chulin teaches us. There's halacha. We're not allowed to kill a mother and his child on the same day. And the Mishnah Masechta Chulin that Pei Gimel Aman Aleph teaches us. By Abba Prok Mishana, there are 4 times of the year where people make big meals. And therefore, if somebody sells an animal to someone else, Sarach Laidiyai, he has to notify him, Ima Machati Lishkait, that I also sold the mother of this animal, or Biti Lishkait, and the person who's the second one who buys the animal should not be allowed to shech that animal under the assumption that the other animal was bought for Shechita. Ve'elahein, what are those days? Erev Yontov Achron Shel Chag, right before Shmini Atzeres. And the reason is because the rest of Sukkos, many explanations, were busy with the many mitzvahs that Sukkos come with. Another pshat is that the rest of Sukkos, they brought kabbonis for the Keneged the Umayis Ha'olam. But on Shmini Atzeres is a Yontov that represents the special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Erev Yontov Shel Rish and Shel Pesach, Erev Pesach, which of course is the day where they brought many Korban Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, and again here too the Peshat is because on Shavuos they brought many Korbanos, the Shalmi Chagiga and the Olos Riya, and particularly it was only a one-day Yontov. And moreover, as the Gemara says regarding Shavuos, Hakum Moedim, the Batzeres Bidin Lachem, that Shavuos is a Yontov that we have to have meal Erev Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is also considered a Yontov, to show that we're starting the year with a Yontif and we're rejoicing to represent that we're going to have a great year. Rav Yosef Aglili Omer, Af Erev Yom Kippur Begolul, on Erev Yom Kippur in Golul, what they used to do is that your Erev Yom Kippur is the day of the year that if somebody had something that he didn't get along with somebody else, so that's the day that he's supposed to ask Mechila from the other person, and they would make Sudas, and that's where people would reconcile with each other. So we see it's one day. So what does Amish to say 3 days? Hasam the lechila. There that they're buying the animal just to eat. Sagya b'chad yoyma. It's one day. Hacha, but now the Gemara suggests that the entire halacha of our Mishnah, speaking about buying animals that they're going to use to bring for the Avodah Zarah. Hacha the lakrava, that the animals are going to be brought to the Avodah Zarah. Being in Tlosa, they need 3 days. Ask the Gemara if that's the point. Lakrava sagi b'tlosa yami, for bringing animals 1 day, 3 days is enough. But Tanya, we know that Allah is shalom b'chas Pesach, koinam b'Pesach shloshim yoyim, v'shimah gamalilay m'shtei shabbosos. And the reason is because why was this rule instituted? It was instituted that they should be able, that's when they started preparing the carbon. Says the Gemara, Anan, so if it's because of the animal that's going to be brought for carbon, so it should be 30 days by the Avodah Zarah, not just 3 days. Answers the Gemara. Anan, the Shrichimun, the Pasli, by us there are many blemishes that disqualify an animal from being a carbon. So that's why for a field, Dukin Sheba'ayin means even just cataract. So since by us, even just cataracts are a disqualification. Therefore, being in Tlosim Yoyim, you have to have 30 days till you'll get an animal which is perfectly fine. And of course, I saw the Rishonim point out, we know that the Halacha says that they did Bikur, they did examination for 4 days. But what it meant is that the preparation and knowing what kind of animal that they need, they started doing for 30 days. Inu, the Mechusa Eva Islahu, they indeed, by a nochri, an animal that's missing a limb cannot be brought as a carbon. But anything else is not a disqualification. Since by them, that's not such a big qualification, therefore, Tlosu Yom Asagi, 3 days are enough. I saw, so the question is, that the Mefarshim ask, if the point of Shalom V'Darshim, the point of preparing before Yontif, is because of the kabbonis, so we don't have kabbonis. So why is the halacha still that shloshim yom karm chag shoyim v'darshim chag, that for 30 days before Pesach we already have to prepare? So I saw that the Mefarshim explain Pesach is such an important yontif, and Pesach is such an important time in the year that we have to 30 days before yontif already start thinking, how are we going to be prepared to be able to receive the hashpas the wonderful hashpas that Pesach brings to us.